And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Getting in the spirit. We're into Halloween Eve right now today, so I hope you're in the spirit. But I tell you what, once Halloween is over, my next favorite thing in the world to look forward to, always that second weekend in November, is the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival. And this morning I have with us Cynthia Camfield, and she, I guess her official title, let me see, she is the co-chair of the festival this year.
Yes.
And Joy Ward is here. She is on the Fine Arts Show Committee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to have you here, and this truly is one of my favorite events in Pensacola. I think everyone looks forward to fall because of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this festival has been going on since 1973.
Wow.
So we have had a dedicated army of volunteers that have helped put this on every year for, my goodness, 52 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it?
It's really something. And if you're not familiar with it at all, let's give the folks a description of the dates and times. And then it's a three-day festival.
Yes. This is November 7th, 8th, and 9th. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. So after you put away the Halloween stuff, It's time to think about Arts Festival. And at the Arts Festival, I really consider it as five festivals in one.
Wow.
Because you not only have the fine arts area, which has over 200 artists that come from around the United States, you also have the heritage arts area, which has more demonstrative and cultural and other types of art, like quilting and woodworking and carving and all those fun things. And then you have the food truck festival, which is wonderful and always developing into a fantastic thing. You have the performing arts and the music. We have so many things that are going on. And on top of that, we have the children's area, the children's festival, which is a festival amongst itself, bringing in over 2,000 pieces of artwork from local students.
Wow.
And offering opportunities for our young community members to make artwork there for free. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, and this is also an international festival.
It is in some ways. We have an international artist that comes in every year. This year, he is from Japan. And all right, let me see. His name is, go ahead.
Ishida.
Go ahead.
Shinya Ishida.
Okay, you can forgive me, okay? It's not an easy name.
Shinya Ishida.
Yes.
From Japan.
Very good.
Yes. And he, I was looking at his artwork, and he seems like a very cool guy. Mm-hmm. He makes artwork out of discarded items and puts them together. And some of the things that I've seen him make are just very whimsical and clever. He came in. He is creating some things for us while he's here. He's here now.
Oh, wow,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, he's here. And next Wednesday, he is going to have a lecture at Pensacola State College.
Oh, excellent. So
you can find out more information on our website. We really would like the community to come and see and learn more about him and his artwork.
Excellent. Okay. And something to say, too, about art festivals, and I say this because I had the opportunity to work with the St. Andrews Arts Festival years ago, and what's kind of neat about it is that you have all the different genres. Sometimes people think of art as just a painting, just a painting, but that's not true. You have all different types. You have pottery and sculpture and woodworking.
We do.
And
yes.
You cover the
ceramics,
gamut.
Ceramics, fiber leather, glass, jewelry, mixed media. We, of course, painting.
What's mixed media? What does that mean?
Well, that could be a lot of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
a
asking.
Mixture. It could be. It's when they take more than one media and put it together. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be something like collage, or it could be closer to some kind of sculpture or something.
Right.
It's just the artist determined the category that mm-hmm. they think they fit in the best. And so multimedia or mixed media is always interesting, and it's a pretty big category,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it leaves a lot of freedom for creativity. We have photography, print and graphics, sculpture, wood, yeah. So,
and the whole world of digital and photography is exploding in terms of artistic creation. So
absolutely.
That's exciting, too.
Yeah. Our biggest category is painting, of course, mm-hmm. and then mixed media, and then jewelry, you know,
that's
as
right,
far
jewelry.
As the number of artists.
So if you run out of wall space, go for jewelry.
There you go. That would be me, yes. Yeah, and one of the things, too, people don't realize is that we'll have a lot of different art shows, and all of them have their merits, and so you get local artists, but this is a high-quality show because it's, as they say, juried. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Because sometimes you think it's going to be an art show, and no offense, but you'll see the toilet paper rolls with crocheted yarn, which there's a place for all of that, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but this is definitely a high count. You were telling me we're 18th?
What is it? Yes, Sunshine Magazine has ranked us 18th in the nation.
Wow.
Which is really a wonderful thing because it's actually the artists that create these rankings.
Mm-hmm.
So we are being judged by the art festival community, and they apparently, you know, feel the same way that we do, that we have a fabulous festival.
Because this takes well over a year to put together.
Absolutely. You know, it does. It is a year-long endeavor to put together the festival, but also, you know, there are years of planning, and just the history that we have behind us is just so impressive. And we have so many volunteers that help every year. We have a large committee of volunteers. We have wonderful sponsors. It's definitely a community-wide event, but we also bring in people from outside of our market
mm-hmm.
That come specifically for this arts festival. So our community is not only getting the benefit of a fabulous festival, but we are also creating more interest in our area from people outside.
A huge economic impact.
Right, and they're finding what a fabulous place Pensacola is and all the culture and fun things that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And the juried part of it, so you review all the entries, correct? And then
we
select winners.
Luckily, because it's such high competition,
uh-huh.
we don't want to be the ones to pick. We select two people with a lot of credentials.
Real art yeah. judges,
yes,
as they say.
Yes. And so they are, they both, usually they have some academic background
mm-hmm.
and then also proven success in the art world by having artwork in museums and exhibits, you know, sometimes around the world.
Wow.
And so these two people have, they're respected by the other artists, I think, when, you know, to be able to judge the show. And
so they're the ones that put the ribbons?
They put the ribbons, but when they jury the show, we have a lot more applicants than we do spaces.
Oh. I think about 600. Yeah. Didn't we have close
wow.
to 600 applicants? Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
so they decide who gets in, and then we have a waiting list, too, if somebody has to drop out for some reason. But so they kind of curate the show for us, and then once the show is going and we open up the show, they actually are in town and walk the festival and look at every single artist and make a determination of, you know, awards, who's mm-hmm. going to get the awards. And so and then we have a little reception on Friday night to let the artists know who won. And so all of that happens on Friday. So you'll see them walking around the park.
Judging the timer. And they have the very limited time to look at each artist's
booth. Artists are sweating.
Right, there's so many. And then,
it's intense, right?
Yeah, they're serious.
And
these
and
awards mean a lot.
Yes, they do. It's, you know, we give out over about, I think it's about $25,000 in
right.
awards
wow.
for artists that...
That's great.
For, you know, based on their work that's been judged. It's so it's a wonderful thing for them too.
Okay, well, we are talking with Cynthia Camphill and Joy, who are here for the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival coming up, I can't believe it, next weekend, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're going to come back and find out more about what you can come out to see and more about the festival. And, of course, if you have a question, just text us at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with our friends from the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. I can't believe it. It's already going to be next weekend, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. You're not going to want to miss it. I have Cynthia Campfield here with us and Joy, what's your last name? Joy Ward.
Ward.
It's an easy one. It's an easy one. It's not like the Japanese, what's his name?
Yeah, there you go.
Shinya Ishida.
There you go. You did it beautifully. So tell us more. What have we not talked about that you'd like to mention about this big festival coming up?
You know, we kind of talked about a lot of things. I definitely want to talk about the music.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have so many wonderful musicians, groups, bands that come and play during the festival. It's all free. It's wonderful. It's right there in the food area. You know, you can start out with your breakfast and have a cinnamon roll and have coffee. And then when the music starts up in the afternoon, you can listen to fabulous things. Really want to point out that the symphony will be there again on Sunday afternoon.
Excellent.
I think the time is 1:30. So definitely plan to see that. There's nothing more magical than walking in that park with all of that beautiful artwork, all of the happy faces, all of the banter, the smiles, the beauty, and then listening, you hear the symphony, symphonies behind you. You know, it's just incredible. So I really hope that everyone will come out there and really enjoy what this whole weekend has to offer.
It's so much fun, and you have to check it out. And the actual days are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7th, 8th, and 9th of November, from 9 to 5 on Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. So you can't miss it. There is a children's area, and they're open from Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Right.
And it's all at Seville Square, downtown Pensacola.
Yes, and the children's area is actually across Main Street in Bartram Park.
It's so cute. So, it's kind of set aside a little bit.
Right, and so we have this whole bit of real estate right there. Want to make sure that everyone tries to get there early. You know, parking is always a premium. So, you know, you want to make sure that you can find a good place to park and enjoy the festival as long as you can, because there are so many things to see and so many things to do while you're there. I also want to remind people that we do have another area for the emerging artist. And this year, the emerging artist is Jean LeGrand, and she's actually a nurse. And this is her entree into the arts festival world. And so we want to make sure that you stop by and see her art. She's a mixed media artist residing in Pensacola. And, you know, this is our opportunity to mentor artists that want to, you know, explore the idea of showing their art in festivals.
Oh, that's great. That's such a great thing to continue the tradition.
Absolutely.
Another tradition of this festival that I love is every year you have the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival poster.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it right now.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Well, I have one in my house. So one from 2000, believe it or not.
Wonderful. You know, this year our poster was created by a local artist, Sarah Turner. And she did a fabulous job. We're so happy that she was able to fit it into her busy schedule, but I'm sure that everyone will love to see that design either as a poster hanging up in their home or a t-shirt or, you know, one of the other items that we have, merchandise that people can buy there at the festival.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And if you want to see what it looks like, you can go to their website, and that is GGAF, so think Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, GGAF.org. And you can click on and find out all the activities, the events, but there's a beautiful photo of the poster.
All
and
right.
It looks like a big heron, I think it is,
right
by the water.
Yes, that's a heron. That's in talking to Sarah about, you know, why she chose to create the artwork that she did. It's a tribute to our area and the beauty of our area. And a heron, people take pictures of herons that visit.
Yes,
because
of course.
So spectacular. And I love
they even name them.
Yes, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
We have one named Fred.
And then she had sea oats. She put it on the seashore just to show that. And then the sea oats turn into paint brushes.
Yes.
Which is, you know, it's just for us.
Yeah. And, I love it. Yeah, and in the water, beautiful. Of course, she captures the exquisite emerald
our
water.
Our beautiful water.
Blue water. Oh, gosh.
No, she's such a talent. It was such a joy to have her do that this year.
Well, the thing I love about the Arts Festival is to go out there and just kind of, I get a little something to drink and I just wander from like booth 10th to 10th. And every single one of them is a different journey. So you'll be in one tent, it'll be this exquisite jewelry that someone's made by hand.
Yes.
You go to the next one and it's watercolors. And then the next one's photography. I mean, you're just kind of, it's incredible.
Yeah. And something new that we've added this year too is we have a little bistro area.
Oh.
Which is going to be behind the gazebo.
Uh-huh.
And it will be an opportunity for people to have some, you know, non-alcoholic drinks and sit down and be able to just kind of enjoy the festival from a different perspective. So
I love that.
A lot of people are trying to find a place to sit down, and this will provide that opportunity.
Oh,
so
that's
that
great.
They can take a little respite while they're
that's good.
Enjoying the festival.
You did that for me, didn't you, Cynthia?
Absolutely. There's a seat with your name on it.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, if you haven't been, I cannot recommend this event highly enough. You can go to their website and find out just all the different things that are happening. It's 3 days. You can take a break from football. If I'm going, and I'm going to take a break, uh-huh. anybody can go and take
there
a break
you
from football.
There you go. Absolutely.
What have we not mentioned that you'd like to be sure that we mentioned so anybody that maybe hasn't been in the festival knows about?
I want to just say that, you know, coming to the festival, you don't need to feel like you have to have a lot of money. That's for sure. You mm-hmm. know, there's so much to enjoy.
It's free.
That's free. But then even the artwork, the artists have high-end things,
mm-hmm.
but they usually have some things that are less expensive, too. And
I'm great for gifts.
I'm the queen of buying. I buy their prints.
Yes,
you can't
quite afford
the
originals,
reproductions,
but,
you know,
but they're
you
can, great.
They original are. Artwork, but you know, I think about. Let's see. I think it was Leonardo da Vinci said that all of our knowledge has its origins in our perceptions.
Mm.
And so I think about that. And, you know, these people, I'm in awe of the artists because they see the world through their eyes and mm-hmm. and present that in their artwork. And it can be whimsical. It can be really serious. It can be detailed and, you know, done with incredible craftsmanship. It's just something to behold, you know,
oh,
whether
for
you
sure.
buy it or not. It's really it's fun to walk.
Just the visual experience.
It is. Mm-hmm.
You know, it does fill you. It fills your heart with joy.
It does.
Yeah. There's no question about
and you,
it.
You buy a mug that has been, you know, it's made of clay by a person's hands that you met at the festival
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sit at home and drink your cup of coffee and just enjoy it all the time, all year.
You know? Right. And you get to interact with the artists, too.
That's yeah. the best
and,
part.
And, you know, when you go to a gallery, you don't often have that opportunity. But here you actually get to talk to the artist and find out, well, gee, you know, what? How did you come up with this?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I love that. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. I hope you're ready for the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival coming up next weekend. We have Cynthia Campfield here. She is the co-chair of this year's event. Joy Ward is here, who's on the Fine Arts Show Committee. Okay, we got to tell everybody when, where, how, all the good stuff.
Absolutely. So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, be there downtown, Seville Square. It's downtown Pensacola, a beautiful place to be, a beautiful weekend, lots of things to do. And we want to see everyone there because it will be fabulous.
And that's November 7th, 8th, and 9th.
7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay. Enjoy, anything you want to mention?
Just something about our committee. The organization is a nonprofit, and it's run by an all-volunteer committee.
Wow.
And with a lot of heart.
How many volunteers does it take to put on the show?
We have well over 100 volunteers
wow.
over the course of the festival. It's amazing what manpower is required for not only setting up the festival, you know, beginning days before, but also shutting it down
oh,
and
sure.
cleaning up. I mean, we
everything.
We always try to leave the park cleaner than how we found it.
Oh, that's great.
And so we take great care and pride in our festival in all aspects.
Excellent. So it is free. Folks can come out and participate on 7th, 8th, and 9th, November 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And the committees themselves and all the different people that volunteer, if I wanted to get involved, it may be too late for this year, but can I do next year? How would
Absolutely.
I get involved?
Absolutely. You know, just go to the website, ggaf.org, And there are different tabs that you can go to about sponsorship opportunities and volunteer opportunities. And, you know, there are ways that people can help the festival all across the board. And we're always looking for exciting, energetic, and fun people to join our committee. So
we'll take you.
We'll sign you up right now.
So you have to come with a lot of spirit.
That's right. That's right.
That sounds great. What is your favorite moment that you've had at the Arts Festival in all these years that you've been doing it? Have you got a favorite?
There was one day that I had been really busy and, you know, with the festival doing things. And this is going to sound maybe bad, but I got a Bloody Mary.
Shame on you.
And I went over to the music area and I sat there and the music was going, the people were walking by and, you know, it was just so delightful. I remember being in the Zen moment.
Yeah.
And I liked that a lot.
She was probably dancing a little bit too.
Maybe in my head. But
the Bloody Mary does give you a little courage.
And they are good. They are good. And think of all the vegetables.
There you go. All right. Get your vegetables now.
Yes.
Thank you so much to Cynthia Campfield and Joy Ward for coming in this morning to tell us a little bit more about the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. Thanks to their sponsors, the volunteers, the committees, everybody that makes this happen. It's one of the best events in Pensacola.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to be cheerleaders for it and to be here this morning.
I love it. I can't wait to see you next weekend. And again, if you want more info, you can go to their website at
ggaf.org.